have stuff like that that I can put on there.
I think all of our Christmas shopping is pretty much done. I mentioned to Mike today that we should get a Marquette Nutrition gift certificate for Tim for putting up with all of our bitching this year.
I mean, you probably...
We don't pay him to put up with our
No, we absolutely pay him, but I think it would be nice. It's
I
a
think
nice
so.
Gesture to do that for someone.
I've got a gesture for him.
Mike is so sore.
He is walking like he's a little sore.
Mm-hmm. So sore.
What?
Oh, we're recording. Yay.
As he walks away. He's like, okay, do podcast things as I'm putting in the car info.
No, you're okay, totally
I think
fine.
It's saved. Well, we might be going.
Sorry, I made a stink about the charcuterie.
I'll make a goddamn charcuterie.
You make such good ones.
I do. I'm very proud of myself.
And mom was very like.
Against it.
Sorry,
so now
mom.
I have to make it really good to mm-hmm. be like, sucks to suck. Look how good I did.
Yeah. Fuck, my arms are sore. Last night I did my first Peloton since surgery.
Oh, okay. How'd it go?
It was good. I did a low impact and then I did a 10-minute arm section and I did like backward, like holding the weights back
yeah.
and doing like crossovers and stuff. So my triceps are pretty sore.
I feel like I should get, I should have Greg bring up like little 5-pound weights so I can just do something.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. We have extra 5-pound weights if you need some, but you guys probably have some.
Yeah, we have. I know we do. Yeah. I don't think Greg got rid of them. I think they're all still sitting in the basement.
Yeah.
But he might have taken the bigger ones to work when he worked at the fire department and just left them there. I don't know.
Maybe.
But then I think like my upper body is still, it's so sore all the time. That.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll make a charcuterie.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think what I'm going to put on there, what I have at home. What?
I'm so excited. I'm so pumped.
Yeah. I mean, they're a meal. They're definitely
yeah.
a meal.
Yes. And then I can do, like, something dessert-y. I don't know what to make, but I'll think of something. But I guess, I don't know. Maybe I'll just pick up a tin of cookies or something, or biscuits.
I was going to say, why don't you get, like, a fruit salad?
Yes.
We can have fruit.
We could go kind of healthy.
Well, we could get, if you wanted to get, like, a fruit tray with fruit dip.
That'd be nice.
That's
I could
a
do
nice
that.
Dessert.
Yeah, because, like...
And it's kind of goes with a charcuterie.
Holiday then. Food is so heavy, and I feel like... No, there aren't enough salads and there aren't enough like fruity options.
Yeah, it's all and, like, meat and potatoes.
Protein options. Yeah.
Winter time carbs.
Yeah.
Not
that there's anything wrong with that.
I put chocolates
really
on the fruit board or on the charcuterie boards too though.
Yeah.
I mean, clusters of chocolates and
yeah.
Maybe I'll I like putting fruit on, like, just some fruit, like pomegranate and stuff.
Yes, pomegranate would be good.
But, so then I don't know if I want to do grocery pickup, because I like to be able to pick out my own fruit.
Yeah. Because sometimes, like, some people are very picky about bananas.
Yes.
Especially.
Yeah.
I like them on the greener side.
Me too.
Yeah.
If I don't really like bananas, but if I'm going to eat them, I want
fucking love bananas.
As soon as they start getting brown spots, I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
But that's when Greg likes them because they're sweeter.
I don't mind bananas if they just start to get brown spots because I just put them in smoothies.
Oh, that's
like
different.
I do like
yeah.
protein smoothies. But yeah. I don't know.
I was just going to say something about that and then it left me. Oh, yeah. So I did the pickup. Where I did delivery, you know, because that's my bag now. That's what I'm doing for another week or so at least. But I got celery and I was going to make egg salad and the celery came and the bag was like full of dirt. Like, you know how, like, sometimes your veggies are just dirty because they grow out of the ground.
They're ground things, yeah.
But they were, like, it was not celery that I ever would have picked out and bought.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of like,
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. So it's a little frustrating. And I don't want to make Greg go into the store.
Yeah.
Although it is fun. I've been to Meijer twice. And we get the cart with the, like, the wheelchair with the basket on the front.
Yeah.
So he can push me around.
Yeah.
But people are kind of rude about it. Nobody wants to get out of the way.
No, people are assholes.
Yeah.
I try to be a nice human anyway, but I try especially around the holidays because people are super stressed and irritable. Which sometimes makes people more irritable if you're very nice.
Yes.
If you're just, like, too nice.
I'm a little bummed. One of the things that I bought Greg, I think, is going to be too big for him.
Really?
And I was just going to leave it. I ordered it from Amazon. I shouldn't have. I should have, like, went somehow to a store to look at them before I ordered it.
What did you get him? This comes out, like, on Christmas.
Oh, yeah, this comes out Christmas Day. And we're doing... So he'll have opened this last night.
Happy Christmas!
I got him a Carhartt jacket. And I got him a large. What?
Parker is trying to knock down your... yep, he's gonna do it.
Oh, get away from my crutches, little man. There.
Yeah.
I got him a Carhartt, but it's, like, loose fit, and I don't think it's going to – I think it's going to be way too big.
Yeah, Greg's tiny.
Well, his – he has a black Carhartt that's kind of like his dress coat.
Yeah.
And that one is a large.
Yeah.
But it's a different cut, I think. It's, like, a different style.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. I'm glad I didn't get him an extra large.
No. He'll just wear, like, 10 hoodies underneath it. It's fine.
Yeah. He'll have to try it on. And plus, it's so, like, crisp and fresh compared to... His black one is, like, perfectly worn in.
Yeah.
But you've seen his other one.
Yeah.
The front pockets are gone.
Isn't that one that, like, Mom and Dad got him?
Yeah. I think it was the first... I think it was February of 2003.
Yes.
So... Yeah, the thing is 20 years old.
Because I remember going in a Getz's.
We went to Getz's and he picked it up.
Yes.
And it was, like, a big deal that they were getting him, like, a big... I think it was a birthday present.
It was.
But, yeah, so that was... That thing is just... It's had it.
Yeah.
And this one is all, like, crisp and stiff, and he's going to have to, like, I don't know, roll around in Pat's barn or something with it on to, like, break it in.
I'm sure that could be arranged.
I'm sure it could. Sure. Let the dogs sleep on it for a while.
It'd be fine.
Yeah, that's... So, as of... Well, what day is it today? Tuesday?
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday. So, tomorrow, Tuesday.
Oh my God.
Thursday. I can officially start putting weight on my foot.
Are you going to be scared?
Yeah.
I would be terrified.
I've been, like, just pushing down on it a little bit.
Just to kind of test the waters.
To kind of see. And it's not like I'm going to be running around or anything. But I can, like, maybe take a step or two here or there.
Yeah.
And I still have the boot for 2 more weeks.
Yeah.
So when this comes out, I'll have a week and a half left of boot. Hopefully.
I'm so excited for you.
Me too. Yes. Well, I told you what happened when I went to the doctor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the nurse called me today. And when it first happened, they said 4 weeks non-weight bearing, 2 weeks, like, practicing walking in the boot still. And then after 6 weeks, done and done. Well, then I was supposed to have an appointment a week after the accident. I went out of town. It ended up being 2 weeks after. So then he's like, okay, yep, three more weeks, non-weight bearing, and then another 2 weeks in the boot. And I was looking at him like, he's saying it so nonchalant, like, oh, okay, you just added another week on fun. Like, I can't work.
Even, like, so I go to Bell, and my gynecologist, she's very blunt, but she is very caring, if that makes sense. Like, yeah. She's to the point, but she's like, yeah, I'm really sorry, but this is just, like, what, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
That guy sounds like a dick. Like, there's a difference between, like, having bedside manner but being maybe a little blunt and, like,
well, that's blah, blah, kind blah. Of how – that's why Greg and I like our veterinarian so yes. much. Because she's the same way.
Dr. Chevy.
Yeah.
She's great.
I'll say, okay, what would you do?
Yeah.
And she's like, this is what I would do.
She's the one that put Oberon down. She was very good.
She put Gibbs down.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Because I talked to her and I'm like, okay, if he was your dog, what would you do?
Yeah.
And she's like right to the point.
Yep.
But she's still very nice and caring.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. So when I talked to whoever called me, I'm assuming a nurse called me today, and I said, well, this is what happened. And she goes, oh, well, I would say after 4 weeks, you should be like good to go.
And you're like, cool.
I'm like, okay, but if I step down, is it just gonna like crack again?
The bone's just gonna burst out of your foot.
That is horrifying. But okay, so next week, from like the 26th to the 1st, I work every single day.
Be very careful. I know I don't have to tell you, but like,
yeah.
Right. Yeah,
I know. So Greg is working some of them, but I'm going to have to work some. I'm not going to make Greg work like 8 days in a row or no. however long that is. It's not 8 days, but it's a lot of days in a row. Ugh.
I can help you next weekend if you need help.
Maybe. We'll see.
Because we're going for the hockey tournament Wednesday through Friday, or the hockey games Wednesday through Friday. So if you need help, like Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, those are in
Appleton? Appleton area. Mm-hmm. So excited.
So is this the last episode before the new year?
Yeah.
Okay. That like played out.
It played out perfect.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the 1st is a Monday, right?
Yep.
Cool.
Fa la 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 la. Motherfuckers.
Yep. And then we'll be... Oh, man.
We'll already be in January. It's wild.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a wild roller coaster.
Okay. Mike's going to yell at us if we don't start talking about the movie soon.
Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to Scotland in Anna and the Apocalypse, which came out in 2017. It's 1 hour and 33 minutes long. You can find this on Shudder, AMC, and Prime for $1.99. It's directed by John McPhail, and it's written by Alan MacDonald and Ryan McHenry. Ryan McHenry actually did the short film that the movie is based on.
Mm.
And
did you watch it?
No, I didn't.
Is there like some... Okay. I just wondered.
McHenry, during the production of Anna and the Apocalypse, passed away from cancer. So the film is dedicated to him.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he was diagnosed, and I can't remember when exactly he was diagnosed, but he was in remission, and it came back, and he passed away in 2015. So they made a big dedication to him at the end. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This won a handful of like film festival awards.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find a whole lot on it.
It was a lot of like indie film festivals and stuff like that.
Okay, sorry, I just interrupted you.
No, that's okay. It stars Ella Hunt as Anna. She was in Cold Feet, a television show, and Dickinson, another television show. Malcolm Cumming as John. He was in a lot of short films, but nothing of...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Marla Siu as Lisa. She's in Alex Rider, the TV show, and Dixie, a TV show. Christopher Laveau as Chris. He was in 1066 Battle for Middle Earth in like 2000 or something. Sarah Swire as Steph. She's in the Murdoch Mysteries TV show. Paul Kaye is Mr. Savage. You might recognize him from Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Pan.
He was also in that.
He's been in a lot of stuff.
He was in the TV show Afterlife.
Yep.
Which I don't know if you've watched that, but it's really good.
I haven't.
It's like funny, but then you cry and then you laugh again, like all in the same like 10 minutes of show. It's crazy. It's that good, though.
Sounds emotional.
It's very emotional, but it's...
Yeah.
It is what it is. You should check it out.
And then Nick is played by Ben Wiggins, and he's in You and Mary Queen of Scots.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's cute.
Who?
Nick.
Yes, he is cute.
Yes. Douchebag, but cute.
I saw that he was in an episode of The Witcher, too.
Yes.
Which yep. I haven't seen all of those yet, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
We started The Witcher, and then we got like, then there was so long between the seasons that when we started watching again, we were like, what the fuck's going on?
You have to watch like the last episode of the season, the previous season, to kind of like remember what's going on.
Yeah. For sure. And we did not do that.
Yeah.
We're watching Shameless now, actually.
Yes.
Trying to finish up that. Okay, what did you think? I'm asking you right off.
I thought it was fun.
Yes.
It's a good Christmas one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would watch it again. I would probably recommend it to people if they want just like a fun like Christmas scary
movie. I thought about telling Greg to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're just skipping right to the end, but I wanted to know what you thought.
What did you think about it?
I would probably watch it again with Greg because I watched it this afternoon by myself.
Yeah.
I laid in bed and watched it and mm-hmm. all the animals swarmed me. I don't know if I snapped you that or not.
You did.
Yeah. Laying in a pile of animals at 2 in the afternoon. It's pretty great.
It is pretty great.
I thought it was a little too sad for me to want to watch it again.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I
was really hoping
for something better.
Yes.
More Shaun of the Dead?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it's a bunch of high school kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, right, it's like the week before Christmas. A few days before Christmas.
It's a few days before Christmas, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, Anna and John are like besties.
Mm-hmm.
Well, John is in love with her and Anna...
Best friends.
It was like, no, we are just best friends.
Yep.
It comes out right in the beginning that Anna isn't going to go to university.
Yep.
After she graduates, she wants to spend a year traveling. Which and her dad like loses his mind.
Is pretty common now. Not to mm-hmm. take a year traveling like a rich person or somebody that's like saved up money to do that,
mm-hmm.
But to take a gap year before going to college.
Yeah.
Like it's relatively common now. Like you don't. Just like
I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
But
because then you kind of figure out like what the fuck you want to do. And maybe you don't want to go to college.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not just like, oh, I'm going to college because that's what I'm supposed to do.
And again, the radio is playing and Lethal Pathogen is going through all of these major cities. And her dad immediately just like turns off the radio and isn't listening anymore
because they're arguing. Now they do kind of like two in a row, not like back to back, but then it's a musical.
Oh, it is 100% a musical. Mm-hmm. And not terrible songs.
No, the songs are pretty good.
Yeah,
the first two that they do are very much like high school musical.
That's
type
one of the inspirations. So the inspiration for this film was High School Musical,
mm-hmm.
Shaun of the Dead,
mm-hmm.
Dawn of the Dead, and then one other like zombie movie. And they do like kind of callbacks if you really pay attention.
Yeah.
Like Mrs. Hintzman, the janitor, is named after Hintzman, the guy that played the zombie that bit Johnny. Or that attacked Johnny in the...
I didn't notice mm-hmm. names. I should have paid more attention to that. Because, well, that book that I read.
Yep.
Have you read it yet?
I did. And I really liked it. We talked about it.
Okay. I wasn't sure if we talked about it or not. No, the first two are very much like, I'm a high schooler. I don't know what's going on with my life.
My emotions, blah, blah, blah.
Good songs.
Yes.
Now, there's no zombies yet at this point. The headmaster at their school's a dick.
Huge cock.
Yeah, he's a horrible person. Not a ton goes on other than you learn that he's a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of get the social dynamic that Anna and Nick at some point had messed around, but then they didn't talk anymore.
Yeah, and Nick's a douchebag too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
starts off.
And he hangs out with kind of, I wouldn't say jocks, but just kind of like bully type guys, like think they're all great.
Yes.
And she is more like middle of the road.
Her dad works at the school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he was janitor or what, but he works at the school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's just kind of all around maintenance guy there.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just kind of like an average group of friends. Now, their friend Steph, her family is in Mexico.
Yep.
And they've just dropped her off at school.
Yep. They moved to Scotland and then her parents just were like, okay, we're going to Mexico.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So she's dealing with that. She's also dealing with just life. Can't get a hold of her girlfriend.
Yep.
All this is going on and you don't really still know zombies.
Right.
Now, Anna's mom had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So her and Stephanie, after school, kind of get into it. And obviously Steph is like feeling super low because it's the holidays and her family bailed on her.
Yep.
And she says something to Anna along the lines of, well, at least you don't have your mom, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And then was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So Anna then walks away from this confrontation after school, bumps into a guy that is a zombie.
And she, it's very Shaun of the Dead. You can 100% see like why.
100%. Yes. And it only gets to be more like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that night, her friend is doing a Christmas play.
Yep.
Lisa. Or Christmas production. It's kind of like a talent show.
Yeah. Lisa and Chris are dating.
Yes. Very grossly making out all
very
the time.
Very grossly. Yeah. All the time.
So they're together. That's kind of, so there's the two of them. There's Steph, Anna, and John.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the little crew. Anna and John work at a bowling alley together.
Named Thunderballs, which is phenomenal. Yep.
Yes. So they can't, they're going to miss the performance because they have to work.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's kind of what's going
that's
on.
That's what's going on. Mm-hmm.
They go to work. Nothing really.
No.
I mean, it's
Christmas performance is banging.
Yeah.
Lisa's song
cracked me up.
For those of you listening, please look up the soundtrack and listen to, what is it called? It's That Time of Year.
Oh, my God.
Because it's great.
Well, when it starts out, so she's wearing kind of like old-timey blues singers.
Like Santa Baby
dress
type song.
Yeah, she's wearing this like slinky blue dress that's very pretty. And I thought she was going to do like Santa
like
Baby.
Like a Santa Baby song.
Mm-hmm. No. It
not
is
at all.
Way worse. She has male dancers.
Uh-huh.
Which I wonder why she wouldn't have had Chris be one of the dancers.
I don't know. Because Chris isn't very, he's not built like
the dancers.
Well,
these guys aren't really either.
Yeah, that's true.
They're thin. They're thin high school kids.
That's true.
But yeah, she has background dancers that are wearing like little shorts and have candy canes that they're performing with.
It's just great. And like everybody in the audience is just like gobsmacked. They're like, what are we watching?
Like, oh, and the headmaster,
played
by Paul Kay, is just like, this is filth. Mr. Savage.
Yeah.
I wrote Savage down, so I know yeah. that when I say that, that's who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. He's just like, I cannot believe this. So then he goes to stop it, and he can't get in.
Yeah.
It's like the door's locked or something.
Yeah.
Well, then he goes outside to, like, catch his breath, and I don't think you see what's happening, but he just, like, slowly backs back in and shuts the door, and there's, like, blood on the outside of the building.
I think he knew.
Oh, for sure.
He for sure knew.
Especially, like, the direction it goes.
And there's, like, blood, like, all over the doors and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he knows, but as, you know, in the direction that it goes, you know it's...
Yeah.
Now, okay, so Lisa's song, hilarious. So then, John and Anna, they leave work, they're walking home together.
Mm-hmm. It's very emotional.
It is emotional. Mm-hmm. They talk about her leaving a yeah. little bit, like going on the trip. And then she talks about, like, how she used to make snow angels with her dad. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's cute.
And her mom would judge them. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
So it's really nice. Well, then, this is December 23rd. The only reason I know that is because she took the candy out of her Advent thing.
Oh, yeah.
The Advent calendar. She wakes up late. Well, she is rushing around to get ready. And she doesn't notice that her dad is not home and mm-hmm. his bed's made.
Yeah.
Still. So she puts in her earbuds, gets her jacket on, is all, like, cute and ready for school, and she has, like, all this energy. Like, life is going to be great. Like, yeah. everything's going to work out.
Yep.
So she's walking down the street, chaos around her.
It's a nightmare.
As soon as she walks out of her front door, there's a car crashed into a pole, like, right in front of her house.
Yep.
There's zombies chasing everyone, and she's just oblivious, just, yep. like, singing and dancing through mm-hmm. the crowd.
I really enjoyed this scene.
I did, too, because then you have her buddy John, who's doing the same thing. He puts in his earbuds, and he's singing yep. and dancing, and they meet in the cemetery to walk to school together.
Yep.
So they're just, like...
having the best time.
The best time.
Until, well, Frosty shows up.
I know. Yeah. That was 100% Shaun of the Dead,
yes.
though.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, they're in the cemetery, and they're, like, dancing away, having a good old time, and Frosty shows up, but you just see him from the back. So, and it's like a man in a big snow,
yes.
like mm-hmm. snowman suit. When you see him from the front, the front of the mask is broken off, and he's like zombie
face. It's like burned off. Like, it's weird.
Yeah, yeah. Something's weird. But the face of it's missing, and obviously he's a zombie. Now, chases them around for a little bit, and then what does she use, a teeter totter?
She does, yeah.
And she pops his head right off.
Yes. Blood everywhere.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Blood explosion. John is like, oh my god, zombies. And she goes, oh, it can't be zombies, it can't be.
And he's just like, how do you explain what it just happened?
And he goes, how do you explain that? And it was the snowman head with a chomping head inside yeah. of it.
Yep.
Chomping severed head.
Yeah.
Now, they don't think they're going to be able to get to the school.
Mm-hmm.
But he has his keys from work from the night before.
Yeah.
So they're just going to go to the bowling alley.
Yeah.
And hide out. There are people in the school from the night before. What?
Nothing. I was looking at my notes.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So there's still a ton of people there. Yeah. It appears that some people must have left.
Some people had to have left.
Yeah. Yeah. But the evacuation notice that goes out, I don't think we hear it, but it tells everyone to go to the school. It's right next to the army base.
Yeah.
So they think, okay, if we get everybody there, that's like a good,
mm-hmm.
good evacuation point.
Yeah.
This is when the headmaster and Tony do like a versus song.
Yes. Tony is Anna's dad.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Now, Tony wants to leave, obviously, and look for his family.
Yeah.
And about half of the people there do. And then the yeah. other half want to stay.
Mm-hmm. Chris's grandma is there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Chris's grandma, because she was at the performance the night before, B.
Yeah.
She's there. Now, they kind of have a back and forth, and at that point, they all decide to stay.
Yeah.
Not to go looking for people. Chris and Steph show up at the bowling alley.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're there when...
They're there when John and Anna show up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, the night before at work... John and Anna were messing around, like, throwing bowling shoes.
Yes.
And they hit the cleaner, bowling alley cleaner, in the head and Mrs. knock her out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they go to the bowling alley through the front door, I guess, mm-hmm. because they have the keys. And then they ask Chris and Steph how they got in there. And she's like, oh, the back door was open. The back door was unlocked.
Yeah.
Now, yikes. Wouldn't you... Maybe look around then?
I think you would.
Do like a sweep through the bowling alley to make sure that there wasn't any?
Because Mrs. Hintzman is the one that was supposed to lock up when she left.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, John and Chris are both super pumped that it's zombies.
Oh, yeah.
They're looking on social media and stuff, and there's like a trend going around called hashtag evac selfie, where it's all of these people taking selfies with zombies.
Yeah.
And then Chris is like looking through and he's like, oh shit, Justin Bieber's a zombie. And it's just like wild. Mm-hmm.
Exactly how like you would imagine high schoolers to be.
And then they're talking about Taylor Swift and asking if like Taylor Swift would be a zombie. And one of them says, Jesus Chris, why would you even say that? Tay-Tay is fine.
Tay-Tay will be fine.
Tay-Tay would be fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, they talk about just random celebrities. Like, they talk about, like, Robert Downey Jr.
Yes.
And they talk about, like, oh, what do you think they're doing? What do you think they're doing? The two guys. Where the two chicks are like, oh, well, I wonder if this is happening around the world.
Right.
What's happening here? Is this isolated?
Yes.
And the guys are like, oh.
Iron Man's not a zombie. No.
I did. There was a lot of like silly little one-liners because when they first meet up with their friends, Anna's just staring off into space.
Mm-hmm.
And John goes, oh, she's in Egypt. And she's like, wait, what? Because you're so far in denial.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, they're teenagers in a zombie apocalypse. Like, what do you expect?
Yeah. Now, the two guys are hanging out, and this is when they're talking about celebrities. Steph and Anna are in the bathroom, and they get attacked by Miss, what's her name?
Hintzman. She is in the bathroom.
Yeah, she's in one of the bathroom stalls. Mm-hmm. Which, zombie land, like,
you gotta check bathrooms, man. That's rule number 22.
Right after this happens, zombies get in.
They just like break through the bathroom wall.
Yeah, they just show up and then they kill them in a bunch of interesting ways.
It's fun.
The two bowling balls together had to be the grossest.
Yeah. Because I think it's John takes two bowling balls, which depending on the poundage, that's pretty good. But it was probably a lighter poundage.
I was going to say like a 8-pound bowling ball. Yeah.
And then brings him up and smashes a guy's head. And you see him from the back and brains just like smush out.
It's so gross.
Yeah.
And then Steph stabs somebody with a spatula.
Yep.
And it's just them.
It's just, yeah, it's entertaining.
It's pretty entertaining. Yeah. Now, back at the school. Chris's grandmother, B, has heart issues.
Yep.
She's not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
And
Lisa is there.
Lisa's there taking care of her.
Mm-hmm.
And the headmaster is just like a complete asshole.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I think that's the point when she says something like, well, we're supposed to take care of each other. And he just basically says like a every man for themselves kind of thing.
Well, if it's every man for themselves, then... let people leave.
Yeah.
Like, fuck them then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, the power goes out, and there's some pretty bad explosions.
Yes.
And the people in the bowling alley, or the group of kids in the bowling alley, think, okay, well, this can't be good.
Like, we need to move.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
It's not getting better.
No.
we need to get to the school because that's our shot. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe people are still there. And I don't think Anna or really any of them think that they have family there other than where everyone's evacuating
Anna
to.
Anna mentioned her dad once or twice, but it's not as like dire as I think you would or mm-hmm. it would be mm-hmm. in real life. Yeah.
Then they do kind of a sad song. This was right after Lisa sees Tony crying.
Mm-hmm.
He's like looking out the door and wants to leave, and he's kind of crying, and Lisa comes out and asks him for something, but she doesn't like come all the way up to him because she knows he's upset.
Yeah.
So I think she's asking for pillows for mm-hmm. Grandma B. But then they do another very nice song.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they wake up in the morning at the bowling alley,
The bowling alley. Yeah.
They look outside and it's a bunch of military guys that are now zombies.
Yes.
So they realize
hope is lost.
Uh-huh.
For a little bit anyway.
There's no army mm-hmm. at this point. Now they get this brilliant idea to take the ball pit. It's basically like a big inflatable swimming pool.
Yeah.
That they've been sleeping in.
Yeah.
And they take that, they put it over the top of them and use it kind of like a turtle shell.
Yes.
To escape.
It reminded me, do you remember reading Crooked Tree and in the canoe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have that book.
I have that book. Well, Mom got us that book for Christmas one year.
No. Not me.
She got it for us. She got me a copy.
Oh, I had a paperback copy of it for a million years, and then I just found it in hardcover.
Okay.
I went through this phase where every time I would go to Salvation Army, I would find a book that, like, I really liked. Not just, like, oh, the Stephen King book, but something random. Like, I found Crooked Tree in hardcover.
That is weird.
Shadow Divers, which is about deep sea, like, salvagers, like, ooh, people that go down into the sunken ships and get whatever, you know, find treasure or at least, like, document it. But they dive down, like, a super far way, and it's, like, super dangerous to go into the shipwrecks. But I found that. I'm like, I read this, like, maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it just pops up.
That's weird.
Pops up at a thrift store. But it was like that every time I went, like, 5 times in a row, I'd find some,
like,
book
some
in
random
hardcover that... I know.
That's strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Crooked Tree in the Canoe.
Ugh. So scary.
Yes.
Traumatizing my young adult life.
This is a little comic relief. So they're walking. There's kind of zombies all around them.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of elderly. And they... go down. So they quit walking, and then they're just covered with a pool.
Yeah.
An old woman sits on Steph's head.
Yes.
And she's like, what is happening? So Chris sticks his phone out from underneath and takes a picture and brings it back in.
Uh-huh.
And shows her, and she's just like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. Then the old woman pees on her.
Yes. And everybody's just like, it's not touching you. And she's like, it's so warm.
Now, a crawling zombie sees them.
Yes.
And is crawling towards them and trying to get under the inflatable pool.
Oh, it's so scary. I don't like crawling zombies.
And we've talked about this. There would be way more crawling zombies.
There would be way more crawling zombies. Yes.
Now, this is when Nick and his little band of idiots show up.
And they are. They're fucking idiots.
Now, they're like... looting. They're all pushing shopping carts.
They're living their best life.
They are. They're just running around killing zombies right and left. Now he's like, you hide from them and we hunt them or something.
Yeah. This is Nick's song, which is titled Soldier at War. And it's essentially
Eye of the Tiger. That's like exactly it's gotta be from around the same time period.
Yeah.
Or like the style.
Mm-hmm.
But he's basically singing Eye of the Tiger.
Yes.
and
beating the shit out of zombies.
Which was entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the school, Headmaster Savage is essentially, like, overthrown.
Yeah.
The people are like, no, we got to get out of here. Like, Army's not going to help us. He's not going to leave the school.
Because he's a psychopants.
Because he starts to get a little cuckoo bananas.
Mm-hmm.
He yells at Tony. They kind of get into it because Tony, Anna's dad, is like, well, you can come with.
Yeah, like, come with us.
And he says, no, he's staying in the school. Like,
I built this school or whatever the fuck he says.
Yeah, like, the school is his whole life. Fine, whatever. That's all you see of that is the people being like, okay, we're leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is when Anna and John kind of have a weird conversation because John's like, well, now that this happened, you're not leaving.
Yeah.
You can't leave now,
right.
Like, with the world in total chaos.
Yeah, so Nick's group and Anna's group come together.
Join together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Anna stresses best friend a few times, too.
Like, you are my best friend.
Friend.
Mm-hmm. And she says she still is going to travel. Now, would you still try to travel, like, after all of this shit happened? I mean, you're going to go around Europe and kill zombies.
I mean, this could be a sequel.
Could be a sequel.
She could get her traveling in.
Uh-huh. She wanted to go to Australia or New Zealand.
Australia.
Yeah.
She bought a ticket to Australia, open ticket.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as she graduated, she was going to take off, go there for a while.
Yeah.
Now, I imagine she'd do like what some of my college friends did, where you move and you immediately get a job. And like, it's not like you're on vacation.
No.
Like,
right.
You go there for 3 or 4 months, mm-hmm. get a job, find somewhere super cheap to crash.
Yeah.
Hang out for a while and then move along.
Yep.
Now.
But it's super sad for John.
It's like, super sad. And I. Okay, so say the zombie thing happens and then in 6 months, it's over.
Yeah.
It's more of like, well, 28 days later wasn't over, but
no,
within like a set amount of time they thought, okay, we can clean it up and like look at what COVID did to the world.
People are still fucked up.
Yeah, I can't imagine what zombies, but we've talked about this before probably on the podcast. What would happen to the world if even like 15% of the people died in the course of a week.
Right.
You know? And with zombies, you have to figure at least half, if not more.
Yes.
It
would be wild.
Everything would crumble.
Emissions. The CO2 emissions drastically plummet.
Everything would, like, I'm thinking more of like, there's no one to deliver groceries to the grocery store.
Nope. It would be a societal collapse.
Yes.
Yes.
So even if it was just a small percentage of people.
Look at what happened with COVID in the first couple months.
Yeah.
Almost people going fucking insane.
Yeah. People hoarding food and just.
Yes.
It was weird. Well, I delivered groceries for the first couple months.
I remember
of COVID.
That. Mm-hmm.
And that was crazy. Like, people would say, like, because they put limits on everything.
Yep.
So people would put in their grocery order that they wanted, like, 15 cases of water. And I'd be like, you get 3.
Yep. Well, Bree was in Phoenix when it happened.
How was it there?
Her and her sister didn't have food for a couple weeks. And her parents ended up, who live in Houghton, ended up mailing, like, rice and stuff because none of the grocery stores were stocked. The shelves were wiped.
Like, completely empty.
Mm-hmm. They had no food.
Here was bad for a little bit, but not like that.
Right.
Staple items, like.
Yes.
Because I remember laughing.
We couldn't get ramen.
Oh, yeah.
For
ramen
months.
Was out forever.
Yeah.
I remember thinking it was so funny that, like, everybody's taking like bread or like flour and yeast and sugar and all this like baking stuff. Like, okay, everybody knows how to do this. Like, okay, you bought 15 pounds of salt to cure your own meat. What the fuck,
like,
dude?
You're insane. You're an insane person.
Do you really need, like, 10 5-gallon buckets of rice? Like,
yep.
Calm down. Calm down.
Societal collapse. That and I have people are terrible anyway. But that's, yeah.
Well, even, like, I only saw it a couple times where it was really weird. Like, at Walmart, I remember being in there and... Or no, it had to have been Meijer because that's where I was doing grocery delivery from.
Mm-hmm.
But the paper product aisle that has like toilet paper, paper towel, napkins, 100% empty.
They did kind of like Mythbuster YouTube videos that broke down how much you would have to go to the bathroom in order to...
Go through your giant hordes of toilet paper.
Right. And it's an astronomical amount. Like, you are never going to get through all of this, ever.
Well, that's kind of what I was saying, because right before, so everything shut down, like, mid-March.
March 15th, March 16th.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I had just helped decorate the nickel for St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
And that obviously never happened.
Yeah.
And then when we drive by there, there was still, like, St. Patrick's Day decorations up.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one went in to
fucking zombie
take them down.
Apocalypse time.
Yeah. Oh, kind of like this. It'll always be stuck in Christmas time.
It would always, everything would just always be decorated for Christmas.
Ooh, I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
That makes it scarier.
But, well, Mike went in. So Mike, this is getting like way off. Well, yeah, apocalypse time.
Yeah.
Mike cleared off his desk and stuff and brought shit home. Calendar said March 16th or whatever. He went back in July or August when they kind of started having people come in like once in a while. And it still said March.
And that's weird.
He was like, it's just eerie. He had like cans of soda like still on his desk and stuff that he forgot. Mm-hmm.
This is back to the toilet paper thing. So seriously, like 3 days before everything happened, I went to Menards for something.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't want to have to make another stop, so I'll just buy toilet paper here. But I ended up getting like a 50 pack or something because that's all they had.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, this is stupid. Like, I don't even know where I'm going to put all this. Like, it won't fit under our... I'm going to have to put it in like the linen closet or something.
Right. Bet you were happy though.
Yeah.
I think you gave me a thing of toilet paper for my birthday my little carob package.
Okay. I spent like $100 on that, which was crazy. But yeah, for Chelsea's birthday, because it was April of COVID, so everything was still going strong.
Nobody was doing shit.
I made Chelsea a care package, and it was like toilet paper, bleach, hand sanitizer,
ramen.
Mm-hmm. I think like a loaf of bread or something to be funny, but it was all these just like random products that were hard to get.
Yes.
But I was doing grocery delivery.
It was the greatest thing ever.
So when I would see something in stock,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, ooh, I'll buy a couple of these for the thing. I'll buy a couple. Yeah. Because hand sanitizer was another one. It was like all of a sudden 100% gone.
Yes. People were making their own hand sanitizer and stuff.
Well, some of the hand sanitizer... liquor company started making it.
Yep.
Why not?
You imagine like aviation gin hand sanitizer?
I had a couple hand sanitizers that smelled so much like tequila they made you want to gag.
That's
but
I
without
had some
all
too.
The bars and restaurants being open, like who's buying all this like surplus of rail liquor,
right?
Anyway,
shit's crazy.
Super crazy.
And it just like solidifies my thoughts that if like there were a global pandemic, like a zombie apocalypse, not like COVID.
Yeah.
It would just be fucking chaos. It would.
Yeah.
Like I said, societal shutdown because the human race sucks.
Yes.
Anyway.
Sometimes I forget you have forearm tattoos because you never wear short sleeves.
I know.
Anyway. Now I don't even remember where
we were with Anna and John having a D&M.
Yes, because it got into would you travel.
Yeah.
Now, to get to the school in time, they have to cut through, like, a Christmas tree land.
They didn't have to.
No.
Not at all. This was a terrible, terrible mistake.
But they do. And it's basically, like, a Christmas tree forest that's partially lit. Like, secured, like, the emergency lighting is on inside.
It's just awful. Why would you do this?
Dimly lit Christmas land, and they decide to walk through it. Now, Nick loses his buddies.
Very quickly.
Yep. Super quick. Now, they get through Christmas tree land. It's very scary. They're all running. This is where Anna gets a candy cane.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a lawn state candy cane.
Yeah.
It's like 3 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
And this is her like murder weapon now.
Yeah.
Because it's spiky on one end. And she bashes a bunch of people with the hook on it. It's pretty cool.
It's cool.
Now, as all this is going on, they finally get... I don't think they get into the school. They're not into the school yet.
No.
Or no.
They're still in Christmas tree land.
Well, when they're in there, John gets bit.
It's devastating because you think that they're all... that everybody is dead. That needs to be dead anyway.
Yeah. But no. He gets bit. Then, as they're getting swarmed and everyone's running away, John sacrifices himself to save Anna. He grabs her and, like, pushes her through the crowd, and she escapes, and then he gets eaten.
Yeah.
Now, Anna, at this point, sort of loses her shit.
Yes.
First of all, she's hysterical because her best friend is dead. Second, she starts killing the zombies right and left.
Yep.
Which I would, too. I would have a hardcore rage moment.
Rage out.
Where any zombie around me is going to die.
Like Pat? Like if Pat were attacked?
I don't think Pat would make it very long. In general.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's on prescription medication that he takes every week for hemophilia.
Yep. Okay.
So after a couple weeks, like, what do you do?
And right.
It's all... refrigerated meds.
Oh shit. Well, that got dark.
I know.
Okay, we don't need to talk about this anymore.
He would,
moving along.
He wouldn't, if he did survive, he wouldn't be like a forager.
Yes.
He'd be back like doing something safe.
Yep.
He would have to like stock shelves or whatever and
yeah, and that's fine.
No, nothing where he can fall and bruise himself.
Keep your people safe.
Yeah. This is going to be long because we're getting so sidetracked.
That's okay.
But Leanne.
It's our fucking podcast.
Like, I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do in an apocalypse, you know, because I wouldn't be able to fight and I wouldn't be able to do this or that. She goes, but I am really good at organizing.
See?
And I'm like, see?
Useful.
Everyone has a useful job.
I don't. I'm fast.
You're fast.
I could be like a Glenn.
I was just going to say, you could be a Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to think that I'd be a Carol, but I don't think so.
Be an Andrea. No, just kidding.
I guess Andrea in the comics is pretty badass.
Comic Andrea is way better. Mm-hmm.
Now, okay. They finally get to the school. This talk about getting dark.
Yes.
Now... Headmaster Savage is sitting there when they walk in, and he's just sitting at like the check-in office desk.
So I do want to bring up like Nick's situation. So,
oh yeah,
Nick, a douchebag, right? Well, Anna and him have kind of get into it pretty bad before the Mr. Savage school bit, and she's just like, "Well, your dad's in the military," and he's just like, "Yeah, he was in the military." And essentially, he goes into detail about how he had to kill his dad.
Yeah.
Because, and his dad was bit, and his dad told him to kill him before he turned. So he essentially had to beat his dad in the head while he was still human with a baseball bat.
This comes up, too, because they talk about, he doesn't know why she's mad at him, why she quit talking, or why she wanted nothing to do with him anymore.
Yeah.
And it was and he's like, oh, it was the sex, because they did like briefly date.
Yeah.
And she goes, that's stupid, basically they did mess around, but they also had like a lot of like deep conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just blew it off like it was no big deal.
Yeah.
And then that's what made her mad and made her not like him anymore.
Yep.
And then that's when it comes up with
his dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they find...
Because everybody has deep and meaningful conversations during the apocalypse.
I mean, it's kind of like if you're in a plane and the plane's going down.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you're going to be like, I love you, or
I never loved you.
This was a mistake.
Plane levels out. Shit.
Oh. Mm,
I love you so much.
Now, Headmaster Savage is sitting there eating his Christmas dinner.
It's fucking psycho.
Yeah. And he goes, oh, it's lucky. They almost left. You just caught them. Now, he takes them and is kind of like, oh, your families are right through here.
Oh, my God. It's so fucking creepy.
So creepy. Well, what he does is locks them in with a whole room of zombies.
The whole, my God.
Like, cafeteria area that they'd been hanging out in, the survivors, was now zombies.
Yeah.
But their families are missing.
Yep.
So, because at this point, there's Chris, Steph, Anna, and Nick.
Mm-hmm.
They get locked in there. But they don't see B, they don't see Lisa, they don't see Tony, Anna's dad. So they think, okay, well, maybe they escaped, maybe.
Yeah.
Now, the headmaster has a very good villain song.
Oh, it's so good.
Because he locks them in and he's basically like, kids fucking suck and you all deserve to die.
Yep.
And I love the song.
This is his villain era.
Yep. And he decides that, like, this is kind of the best thing that ever happened to him. Like,
yeah.
He found himself during this apocalypse. Turns out he hates kids. He hates his job. Like, he's a rising star now. Killing all these people.
Oh, my God. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Best time ever.
I thought, yeah. So then... Chris and Steph, they kind of split up. Chris and Steph find Lisa, and Lisa is with Chris's grandmother who had passed away from her heart condition.
Mm-hmm.
That part was really sad.
Yep.
Chris obviously was crying,
mm-hmm.
sitting with Lisa. Steph is kind of off to the side. She's crying, you know.
Yeah.
Like, kind of hiding that she's crying, but that part was super sad. Oh, we skipped ahead. This is when Anna tells Nick that it was not.
Okay.
This was, they're in shop class.
Okay.
Like a shop room. So they have their conversation, and then that's when Nick talks about killing his dad.
Okay.
Now, a horde comes in, of course, you know,
mm-hmm.
while they're having this conversation. Nick tells Anna to find her dad.
Yep.
And you think for sure he's going to die.
100%.
Because there's a ton. He has like a pipe or something.
He has a baseball bat.
A baseball bat.
Mm-hmm.
So he's fighting them all, tells her, run, find your dad.
Of course.
That kind of thing. She escapes. Now, there's like the teacher's lounge and then in the back of it an office.
Yeah.
Some kind of like loungy area. And this is where Steph and Chris and Lisa all go together because Steph's car is parked at the school.
Yep.
The headmaster, I keep wanting to say principal. The headmaster. Had taken mm-hmm. her keys, confiscated her keys, so she knows that she has to get into his office, get them back, and then they can drive away somewhere.
Yeah.
We know from lots of zombie movies that you can't typically just drive away and be safe somewhere else, but whatever. They want to risk it.
Yeah.
Now, she's in the office. there's a group of zombies. Now, to distract them, Chris plays his movie on TV. He was making like a little documentary. He puts that on. This is very suspenseful because Steph has to like get through all the zombies, get into the office, get the box of confiscated shit, go all through it. This part is funny though because she's picking and choosing what she takes. She finds a knife, she finds a bottle of a pint of some kind of alcohol. She's gathering all this stuff in her backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she walks out and all the zombies are staring at the TV. But Chris and Lisa, for some reason, are, like, caught behind the TV.
Yeah.
They're, like, hiding behind it.
Yeah.
Now, she's telling... Steph's, like, motioning for them to run.
Let's go.
And they don't. But then when they do, they end up getting all bit up.
Yeah.
This was, like... This was probably the point where I thought, I don't know if I need to watch this again.
Because it just sucks. Fucking sucks.
Because it sucks. Because they're like all googly in love for each other. They're both bit. And then they just stand there in the horde of zombies hugging each other.
Yep.
Like,
it sucks.
And they both kind of like nod goodbye to Steph as she leaves.
I hate it.
I hate it. I hate it a lot. And on the screen, on the TV, it's like little clips of their friend group all like laughing and having a good time.
Yeah.
Super sad. Now, where are we at? Okay. So Headmaster Savage has Anna's dad tied up on the stage from the Christmas show.
Yes. It's fucking weird. He's bananas.
Because he's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's basically to lure Anna in to a whole gym, whole...
But why?
But because
why? He hates kids? Okay.
So he could have just killed her.
Right.
And I don't know why. And, like, did he know ahead of time? Like, Anna's going to show up at the school.
Maybe he had, like, cameras.
Maybe. But then he would have had to catch Tony, who's, like, twice the size.
I know. Yeah.
And tie him up. And I love it. This happens in a lot of movies where someone's tied up and they like can't break free, but then someone comes in and just sort of like wipes the ropes off of them. Like they're not attached to anything. Mm-hmm.
It happens in a lot of movies.
That definitely happened. Yeah. But anyway, Anna has to like fight through all these zombies, which she does.
She does. Mm-hmm.
She gets up to the stage, gets to her dad. Now, dad struggles.
Yep.
They get in a fight. I mean, it is what it is. I thought though that he did not cut his leg or that he didn't get bit. So he kind of backs up against the edge of the stage when they're struggling.
Yes.
And there's like chairs piled up.
Yeah.
And I thought he cut himself on one of the chairs.
I thought so too.
But it wasn't. He got bit.
So Mr. Savage essentially gets tossed into the zombie horde.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And this is where Anna is just like, okay, Dad, like, let's go. And
he can't go.
He can't go.
Horrible, sad.
Yes.
Now, they're kind of saying their goodbyes to each other.
Merry Christmas, Anna.
Ugh.
Fuck this.
And Nick shows up.
Mm-hmm.
So Nick survives. He shows up right as they're like wrapping up saying goodbye to each other. And she says something. He says something about her like being with her boyfriend. And she's like, ugh, he's not my boyfriend.
Right.
And they kind of have like a little joke about that. But then they manage to get out of the school.
Yeah.
When they walk out of the school, it's still daylight.
Yep.
Even though they got to the school.
It's movie time.
Movie time.
Mm-hmm.
It's daylight, but there are zombies everywhere. They're not walking out into like a horde of them.
No.
But they're just kind of like sprinkled everywhere.
It's enough to make you a little uneasy.
Oh, yeah. Because if they hear you, then you're deep shit. But like, so they're sitting there. I think they do another song about kind of the end. This is it. And thank freaking God, Steph shows up in her car. get in.
Boom.
Let's go.
Saved your life.
Yep.
That's what she says to them. And they just start driving.
And they drive away. So based on the couple dying, I thought that was super sad. Obviously, the dad dying, that was super sad. It's like a reason why I wouldn't have to watch it again.
Yes. I wish that at least
John dying.
John would have lived.
Yeah.
And then they kind of go through and show her friends as zombies. Like, they show Lisa and Chris milling around in the cafeteria or lounge area as zombies. And then it shows John with his light-up Christmas sweater in zombie form.
And that, well, it's the just dad sad. Is sad because he's looking at a picture of Anna on his phone.
Yes.
And then the phone slides out of his hand. Like, mm-hmm. It's kind of... I didn't like that part.
Right.
So... I would say it's worth watching just because it's, like, interesting.
It's interesting.
A comedy horror musical.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I was kind of hoping the songs would be funnier.
Yes, and not as real life.
Yes. Funnier, not like a High School Musical.
Yeah. So, the songs were actually written by, I wrote it down, Roddy Hart. And Roddy Hart, and then with help from Tommy Riley. And they both do Animaniacs, or have written songs and stuff for Animaniacs.
So it could have been way funnier.
It could have been way funnier.
Huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I enjoyed it.
I did too.
But I do agree with you. It was sad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gore.
Like a two.
A two or three.
Two or three.
It's gory, but it's not like,
it's like
sickening.
It's
gory.
Shaun of the Dead gory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scary. Zero.
Zero. It's not very scary.
No.
Yeah.
I can't even think of any like real jump scares or anything in it. You pretty much, if like when they walk into like the Christmas tree thing, like,
yes.
you know when there's going to be zombies.
You know it's a terrible idea.
It was a little kind of like, I don't know, like Black Mirror-ish or some of the darker episodes of like The Walking Dead,
mm-hmm.
where when the headmaster's like, oh yeah, you just caught them. They were going to leave.
Ugh.
Which, how did he kill them? Did he just open the doors and let zombies in?
Probably.
Okay.
I would assume that psychopath did it that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was good. I didn't think it was great.
Yeah. Agreed.
But yeah.
Anyway, if you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future, follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. And if iTunes and Spotify aren't your jam, listen to us every Friday night on mtrsradio.com at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas if you celebrate.
If you celebrate.
I always like to say that.
And I hope everyone has a good night. Good New Year's.
Yeah. Happy New Year's, everybody. Bye.
Bye.